This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, I told you guys, we do have an interview. We're still celebrating women this month. So it's Women's Month. We're still celebrating women. And it's no different today. We do have Usisi Poitumelo Mahuba. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. But before I even welcome on the show, I think it's very important that I read her biography because I love women, man. I celebrate them all the time. So if it was a male, I would have skipped through it. But because it's a female, I'm going to try and give you all of the its. So Sis Poitumelo Mahuba is the CEO and founder of Fetsi Data Technologies and also serves as the Director for Strategic Partnership at Fetsi Impact Hub. She was born and raised in Moleji in Limpopo. Did primary school at Mahuba Net Studies, studied high school at Seheho. So you're going to forgive me for this name. I'm Zulu. Yeah, I'm trying. So yes, so she holds a degree in mathematical sciences. Wow. And an honors in computer sciences with a major in big data and analytics from the University of Limpopo, as well as a master's in data sciences from the University of Witwatersrand. And also she is an award-winning data leader and a C-suite executive. Suasis Poitumelo is recognized as the top 10 most influential tech leader to follow in 2024 and has received multiple global accolades, including top 92 leaders shaping Africa in 2025 by Crest Africa, 2025 most iconic black woman in leaders driving change in the 2025 by ECIO Business World, and also top 50 inspiring women in tech in Africa, 2024 World CIO 200 Champion Award representing South Africa on a global scale under Next Gen category. Top 100 Influential Women in Tech 2024 under the Rising Star category by its web Brainstorm. The Most Influential Voices in Communication for 2025 by 2025 featured on Business World Eureka. Top Impactful Business Woman Making Difference in 2024 based in India in Elite X Business Solution. 50 Under 50 Business Leader Award by Female Founder Initiative MEA and UN Women 2024. Top 50 African in Women Development by Donors for Africa 2024. Top 50 Rising Motherland Moguls in Africa by She Leads Africa in 2024. So this is some of the things. I'm not going to mention it all because of time, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And if you are not impressed by now, I don't know what is going on with you, but I'm going to quickly welcome Sis Poitumelo right here on the show. Welcome on MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Morning to all the listeners. It's morning, right? Yes.
Yeah, it's morning. But here is where we connect your mornings to your afternoon. So in just 40 minutes, we are connecting your mornings to your afternoon at 12. So I want us to get straight into it. So you are the CEO at, I think it's Fetsi Data Technologies. So can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So at Fetsi Data Technologies, we are an AI-driven company that's building AI solutions across all sectors. And we have one solution that we actually provide across all sectors, which is Fetsi Access. Fetsi Access is South Africa's number one resource hub app for people living with disabilities. So here, we're the forefront of ensuring that people living with disabilities have resources on the application using AI. We have speech to text for those that can't speak and text to speech for those that actually can't also hear as well. Wow. That's basically what we do. Yes.
Wow, that is amazing. So I may ask, because it's a different field, this one. What made you choose it? Because some people maybe want to be doctors, some wants to be teachers, but you chose data and technologies. Why?
So we're living in an era where technology is shaping careers as well as the economy. There is no industry in the country right now that does not use technology, and the opportunities are actually quite endless, right? So it is quite a disruptive industry. So I consider myself to be a very, very curious person. So also as a young person, I've just been an innovative and a very curious person. So I just wanted to get into a field where I can be innovative and I can also showcase my talents. I think you also noticed that I did mathematical sciences.
Yes, I was so impressed.
Right?
Yes.
So it was just something that I actually, I mean, interestingly enough, I only found out about computer science at a university level. Before then, I never even knew that what computer science was. So yeah, it is a passion of mine.
And you were like, let me try this out. And
right?
It's working for you.
It's been hard, but yeah, it definitely worked for me. Yeah.
Yes, it's working for you because now I was reading your biography and numerous awards that you have received like across continents. So maybe how do you leverage these recognitions just for personal growth?
Oh, so for personal growth, there is very important work that we do at FETSI Impact Hub, where we're actually empowering young Black people, both boys and girls. So there is network opportunities that we actually provide for them, and also provide AI trainings. So we do have a partnership with AWS Services where we will be providing around 500 AI trainings, and they will get a certification they can actually use it to actually get job placement. So all the accolades that I have for me is just, you know, an indication for a young Black person to say that it is possible. So for me, representation is very important, because if someone looks at me, they should be able to see themselves through me to say that if she can do it, so can I. So all of this accolades for me means that I get to create more impact. I get to empower more young people, and I also get to give opportunities that I wish I would have gotten at my time. So for me, I leverage all of this to actually open more doors for young people. And we actually have a summit called FETSI Digital Summit, where we're actually showcasing how these emerging technologies like your AI, cybersecurity, data analytics are disrupting all sectors in the country. It is coming up on the 25th of October. So if you go to our website, fetsidatatechnologies.co.za, we have tickets that are open. It's free of charge. It will be taking place in Sandton in Johannesburg on the 25th of October. So here we're actually saying young people need to partake in the digital economy. There's disruptive opportunities that are available for more young people. So please come through. I know we're in KZN.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
it's
if you
a long
can
journey,
make it,
but
right? If you can make it into Johannesburg, pull through. Pull
yeah,
through.
If it's
yeah.
something that you really want, right. you're going to have to work for it. So
yes.
you're going to have to go to that side.
Yes.
So
yes.
now I was speaking about awards. Maybe you've received a lot of awards. Maybe which one that was like your highlight where you were shocked to talk? Wow, am I really receiving this one?
So it has to be this one, right? So I'm one of the very few C-suite executive that became a CTO, Chief Technology Officer in the data science space within 5 years of experience. That would make me to be less than 2% in the world, because for you to be a C-suite executive in South Africa and globally, you need to have at least 20 years of experience.
Wow.
So my appointment...
Yeah, like 5 years.
under
wow.
5 years. So I became a CTO with just 4 years of experience within the industry. And immediately when I got appointed, then this awards kept flocking in, because, I mean, it was quite disruptive. So I think when I got my first award as a C-suite was being named the top 100 CIO in South Africa, being listed with the global.
And that is huge.
That
in
is,
South
that
Africa.
Is,
yeah, imagine how many people are in South Africa.
So yeah, that was quite disruptive for me. And as a young person, I mean, I just turned 30 last week. So as a young person who became a C-suite, having gotten all these accolades, it's just for me to actually be a representation to say it is very much possible, and we need more, you know, representation of young people at decision level, because, you know, we look at initiatives that the government is trying to do right now, such as the Y20, just ensuring that young people have a voice so that all the decisions that are actually being made all the policies, then the voices of young people are represented at a global stage. So people like myself, when we get to be part of, you know, this C-suite executive, when we make decisions, young people are represented through people like us. So it is quite a privilege as well for me.
That is amazing. So we hear in most fields that there is a little bit of inequality, especially when it comes to gender, because in some roles, they are like believed to be, there are more males in specific fields. But do you feel in your fields like you need more women in it, or is it balanced?
Definitely not balanced. The technology, AI, cybersecurity space, it is male dominated. And also, I've sat in boardrooms where I was the only black woman, black alternate on the fact, on the black element of it, right? And so there is a lot of imbalances in terms of the number of representation of women, but there is endless opportunities. And I feel that we have qualified women that should be sitting at the boardrooms, that should be part of the decision making panels. So I think we need a lot more of black people at scale to actually be part of this industry. And I mean, also, again, opportunities remain endless for young people. But then now, the thing is, you need, as young people, as females as well, you need to position yourself and make sure that your voice is heard and your voice matters. Because it is one thing for us to give you a seat at the table, and you just, what you do is just sit at the table and you don't show up. And so we need to actually understand what it takes and what being part of the seat actually means for women as well.
Oh, that is amazing. I love that one. So you are also a CEO, you are a founder, CEO, you have your own company. So I want to know, you have taken bold decision. Maybe what is one of the boldest decision you've ever taken for you to get here today?
Oh, the boldest decision. I mean, I make bold decisions.
Like, it's make it or break it.
I think it has to be one of the deals that I actually always have to sign on, right? So having to choose between whether talent should be a key priority, because I'm at the forefront of, you know, economic inclusion, or whether, you know, making profit and actually making sure that delivery of services should actually be at the core. So I think those are one of the two challenges that I always face in my business.
That is amazing. When we come back, I want us to speak more about getting women into the sector. So when we come back, we're definitely getting into that one. If you have questions, hit us up on 0681608832. When we come back, we're still continuing with this Boitumelo right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. We connect your mornings to your afternoons.
There's no sign of life. It's just
David Bowie, this one is called More Than Love on ABET Radio. It's time to listen, Manji Man. Just taking us to just 26 minutes before 12, before we connect your mornings to your afternoon. And we're still continuing with our interview with Tusi Sipoitumelo Mahoba. Yeah, it's an amazing one, man. We're speaking data, we're speaking technology, we're speaking AI, all those things, man. So right now we are diving more into, I want us to dive more into AI, yeah, because that is one thing that is on people's minds these days. And a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, we were speaking with the former vice chancellor and principal of UCT, Professor Parkeng, and she was also speaking about AI, saying they're disrupting the system. So I want us to find out more about that right now with someone who's also well versed in this area. So I want us to speak about AI, because most people are worried about their jobs being taken, especially because I wanted to bring Prof. Parkeng, because she once said something, but I want also your opinion on this, and said that lecturers should use AI way more when they are teaching. And now it makes me wonder, would see, once it's come where there is a time where AI is like taking all of these people's jobs.
That's a very interesting question. AI is not going to take any person's job, but a person who's not using AI is the one who's going to be replaced by a person who integrates AI on their day-to-day jobs. Because when you look at what AI is doing now, when you look at marketing, research, you're able to complete your tasks a lot more quicker using AI. And it's just through your ability to prompt it and make sure that you're using it as a research tool a lot more, so that you can actually complete your task a lot more quicker. So if you're not using AI, then it means that you're going to spend a lot more time on tasks that could take you literally 20 minutes to actually complete, right? Then now for businesses, it also means that they'll be able to save a lot more time on saving time, so that they can focus on other processes that needs human thinking compared to reports writing that you can generate using just AI. So a person who's not using AI is going to be replaced than the person who is actually integrating AI into their tasks. So it's important that we upskill ourselves as workers, as students, so that we can integrate this AI into our day-to-day tasks. Yeah.
So now it leads me to one of the interesting questions, because now AI, I believe we have no control over AI, if I have to be honest. But now, how do we prevent? Because not everyone will use it in the right way. But how can we prevent now people from using it incorrectly?
How can we prevent?
Maybe limit the incorrect use of AI, because not all people. I can make an example about university students, because now you could be given an assignment and then you go we fuck ChatGPT because that is the one that is very popular. We fuck ChatGPT and then it does all your work. But now, isn't that wrong?
There's plagiarism tools now that's able to detect
Yes.
AI usage on your research writing, right? So lecturers also need to get to a point where they're actually integrating AI as a plagiarism checking tool so that they can be able to monitor what the quality of work that the students also produce. But if a lecturer is not aware or they're not necessarily considerate in ensuring that they use AI to actually filter out plagiarism, then it also become an ethical usage of it as well, you know? Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we kind of need AI to fight AI.
We need AI usage to fight AI, right? And I just wanted to add that we must understand that AI is not there to replace you. It's there to actually improve your skill, right? But only if you adapt. And when we look at the World Economic Forum, it says that by 2025, 50% of all employees will need to reskill, and we're in 2025 now, right? And then jobs in AI, data science, cloud computing are some of the fastest growing jobs globally. So if Africa does not invest in AI education now, then it means that we're going to follow the trends and jobs will be skills based. So it's important for students to understand that a degree does not mean you're skilled. We need a lot of young people to be skilled in these technologies so that they can ensure that they can partake in the very same digital economy that every industry is a part of as well, right? So, and also soft skills as well as tech skills are what you need to actually have a successful career, regardless of whether you're in medicine or you're an AI engineer at APSA or whatever is it that your job, future job actually looks like. So we need to encourage young people to have skills so that they can be ready to be part of the very same digital economy. And this includes digital skills. And when you are actually using a chatbot, ChatGPT, for instance,
yes,
you're writing prompt. A prompt is an instruction that you actually write to get an output on ChatGPT. And we're seeing that some of the highly demanded careers in the tech space now, it's what we call prompt engineers. It's safe to say that young people that are actually using ChatGPT to get a relevant output based on the clear instruction that you actually give it, they're training themselves to be prompt engineer, meaning they're getting the relevant skills that's actually needed in the tech space, which is the type of digital economy that we need to young people to be a part of. So we are encouraging young people to actually be skilled in some of the skills so that they can be future ready for the relevant jobs that are in high demand in South Africa as we speak.
That is amazing. And I love the way that you put it, Suti. AI is not here to take your jobs, but you must be well equipped in AI, because there are some instances where you will just need AI.
True.
If you have your own business, I think it's very important so you can complete some of the tasks as you mentioned that those that need some critical thinking and you don't have time.
Exactly.
I want to let you go, but because of time, but now I want us to go back to you. You have your own business, you are a female. Maybe what legacy do you want to leave as a female in your sector?
So my passion lies in creating opportunities for young people, right? So that means that I want to leave a legacy where I own an AI business and I have a foundation where we're actually providing AI training, digital skills training for young people. So I want to leave a legacy where the next generation of future leaders are empowered enough and have enough opportunities so that they can become part of the digital economy. And when you have a look at Faith Impact Hub page, there's endless programs that we actually actually run. We have Fetsi Matric Ignite, which provides training for matric learners in AI. We also Fetsi Grad Elevate, which then now hosts event at local universities, and we bring in industry leaders that actually showcases career opportunities that are available at the different sectors. And we also offer internship and learnership opportunities for young people. So for me, giving back to young people and actually giving them an opportunity to get through the door. Mm. I'm saying I have the key to actually help more young people to actually get the relevant skills and job opportunities that lie ahead in the very same AI that we're seeing here. So I'm thinking, for me, my legacy is being lived every day through the work that I actually do. And I hope to impact more young people, even in KZN, because most cohort that I actually have are based in the Free State, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, as well as Gauteng. Yes. So it's such a privilege to actually be here to say, yes, we have a lot of opportunities that are available for young people, learnerships as well as internship programs. Head over to our social media pages and let us empower you, because we can. And we have partners that are actually looking for much more young people that are graduates, and those that unfortunately were unable to get university opportunities, to say there is programs that are tailor-made for matriculants to actually be part of this great digital economy that we live through every day.
Yo, that is too much, and I love that, man. Before we let you go, it's Women's Month. Yeah, any message to that young girl who's still struggling on what to do with their life at the moment?
I just want to say that don't wait for the future to come to you. Be the one to create it. And don't, as young people, it's important that we don't overlook any opportunity that's represented before you. Because we're seeing, you know, with all these learnership programs that actually run, there's young people that will tell you that, no, a stipend of 4,000 rand is not enough. And then they actually, like, they live through, like, they actually quit through the program, and they say, we need to be earning 10,000 rands. And, but that time, this person does not have experience. So it's important for young people to not underlook or overlook opportunities. Take advantage of opportunities that are presented before you, and be the one to create your future. And don't take no as an answer. If a door is shut at your door, please go knock on the next one, and you never know which door might open for you. So as young people, let us take place, and as women, let us use our voices a lot more and create more impact.
Thank you very much. As we wrap up this wonderful interview, if you missed it, you can check it out on our podcast by downloading our app, which is the MET Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. So yeah, this was our interview with Usisipoyithumelo Magoba. And also, there is something coming up at a corner in Johannesburg, I believe.
Fetsi Digital Future Summit 2025.
Yeah. Yes. Go and check that out. Your website, she said, akona matigiti. So go and check it out. But right now, let's go to this side. When we come back, we're coming back with more music right here on the Hlanganani Media Show.
You're listening to MUT Radio. This is the MUT Radio podcast.